And we're back. This is Digital Dave.
And Wireless Mike. And today we are joined by Mike McConnell. And he is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Eclipse Aviation. And we thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to be here.
So tell me about the Eclipse jet. What is it?
What makes it special?
What makes it special?
The good news is when you ask about the Eclipse jet, there are two of them this year. There is the Eclipse 500, which we launched at Oshkosh in 2000. So Oshkosh has always been the home of innovation and technical risk, and we launched the company in 1999. Oshkosh in 2000 was the first event that we ever attended. And to date, 8 years later, we've delivered 230 aircraft. Eclipse 500s. As I said, we also have two aircraft, which means the Eclipse 400. We launched that last year at Oshkosh, calling it the ECJ, the Eclipse Concept Jet. And it was our concept of what a single-engine jet should be. And we announced in May that we're now taking orders. We're going to start production, or rather development, of the Eclipse 400. Very clever naming. And yesterday, hopefully many of you got to see the ECJ flown by Randy Brooks do an aerial demonstration, a Cuban 8, some aileron rolls, a knife edge show pass. And that aircraft's scheduled to be delivered in Q4 of 2011. So a few years left to develop that airplane.
Now, these airplanes, from what I hear, they're very easy to fly. And, you know, it's what is the average flight time of your customers who are buying these things?
Yeah, that's it's a great conversation because, you know, anybody that's in charge of marketing and sales is going to tell you, oh, it's easy to fly. Well, the beauty of it is we designed an aircraft that would be easy for transitioning for people from piston engine aircraft, single, multi, twin engine piston aircraft. Part of that is built upon the envelope. The stall speed is 69 knots, which puts the VREF, the approach speed, in the 85 knot, 88 knot range. Well, that's similar to a Baron. So if you're used to getting an airplane down and getting the speed regime down into those realms, then you can fly this airplane. From a stick and rudder standpoint, everybody that's ever flown it, that I've ever been around, that I've had the joy of seeing get out of it, the comment is, man, I can fly a jet. This is awesome. And so that kind of ease is a testament to what we tried to accomplish.
Do you have a suggested flight time and ratings in order to transition into the Eclipse jet?
Well, the minimum is you have to have a multi and an instrument, because to fly in Class A airspace, you're going to have an instrument rating and a multi-engine rating. And then because it is a turbofan aircraft, we do the FAA and we support this, so it requires a type rating. The Eclipse 400 will require a type rating also. The training will be very similar. So that's a two-week process. It's held in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have three full-motion simulators, so the entire training is conducted in the sim. Your check ride is taken in the sim. And we'll have the fourth simulator online later this year, early next year. So all the training, it takes 2 weeks. It's indeed a commitment, and it is intense, but every person that I've talked to that came out of it says, you know, I'm a better pilot, and I feel like I'm safer for my family and those around me.
And there's a lot of innovative technologies incorporated into the Eclipse jets. What are some of the things that are unique to the Eclipse jet?
Sure. Eclipse is a company that founded by Vern Rayburn and started in 1997. He started working on the business plan. And Vern came out of technology, computers, softwares, computer industry, those things. And so the idea of risk is not one that concerned him to a point of not trying it because it seemed risky. And so I think as a differentiator, that risk assessment and willing to take risk is one of the key differentiators for Eclipse Aviation. One of the things that we took a big risk on, made a very big investment, is something called friction stir welding. And it's a way of joining two alloys, as opposed to riveting the traditional ways, having two skins or a stringer and a longeron into a skin. We bond them with what is a drill bit, the equivalent of a drill bit that goes through both metals, and we call it plasticizing the two alloys, and it bonds them. And in doing this, you take out about 70,000 rivets. 60% of the aircraft is friction stir welded. The other tremendous benefit is that it reduces man hours, labor hours, tremendously. Two people working an 8-hour shift can produce one full ship set of everything that is friction stir welded on an Eclipse 500. So compare that with a traditional aircraft that's riveted, or even a composite aircraft that has lots of layup time. And that's one of the areas that was the secret to high volume manufacturing. The another area that we, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And we answered the phone one day, and there was a gentleman that had an idea for a fire suppression system. And so we listened, and we ended up working on it with him, took it to the market, patented it, and we call it Fostrex. And Fostrex is a triple bromide solution for fire suppression. The interesting thing about fire suppression is, in the last 40 years, today the traditional way for fire suppression is a halon bottle. Halon bottles are extremely hazardous to the environment. And because of that, halon has been tested to work. No aircraft that is certified today that uses halon is required to demonstrate that halon will put out a fire. Simply because it's so harmful, there's no reason to test it. We were required to test Fostrex, so we put out over 200 fires. And it is the first fire suppression system tested, certified for an aircraft in the last 45 years. This is something that we have just about every aircraft manufacturer has called us wanting to understand it. We're in the process of looking to see how to take that to a different level as opposed to just leaving it on our plane. Spectrum Aircraft, Linden Blue's composite aircraft company, has signed an LOI with us to purchase Fostrex and put it on their Spectrum aircraft. So those are two quick examples, friction stir welding and Fostrex, that where we took a risk and we think we have a better product because of that technology.
And from what I also hear is that Fostrex system is also lighter than a traditional halon system.
A traditional halon system weighs probably 20, 25 pounds. It's considered a hazardous chemical, so you can't ship it. If you've ever seen a 10-gauge shot, everybody's seen a 12-gauge shotgun shell. The canister for halon is about the size of a 10-gauge shotgun shell. The other piece of it's under a lower pressure. And because it's not harmful to the environment, it's not harmful to humans, it can be shipped via FedEx. So it's a very simple sight gauge in the engine pylon. It's part of the pre-flight. You look to make sure it's in the green. But from both a weight and a environmental aspect, it just has benefits everywhere.
And so the current application is engine only. Like, you don't have a bottle behind the panel or anything like that.
I think at some point, if we spun off a company and looked at it, I think we would indeed check to see. It's not just behind the panel. It could be elevators. It could be high-speed trains. There are a lot of applications. If it's not carcinogenic, so it's not harmful to humans, then why couldn't you use it? Because the effect of it is inert. It's just water and it goes away. So certainly we're looking at other applications other than just aircraft, and we think that's almost a bigger market than airplanes.
I was thinking that too.
If I was interested in a very light jet, where could I find out more information?
Well, I'm just going to talk about the Eclipse 500 very light jet. So we have about the largest display. We're right across from the Ford tent, and we've been at the same spot since 2000, right off of Aeroshell Square. So we are there. We have two Eclipse 500s and the ECJ on display out front. We've got quite a staff. We have an area for our customers. Come on down, buy a jet. Come back to our VIP area, cold water and lunch. We'd love to show you around.
And I also hear that if I'm interested in buying a jet, that it's possible to get a demonstration flight.
That's right. Yeah. We're doing the best way to experience it is the best way to understand what we're trying to do is to experience it. And so that concept of the automobiles have been doing for years of getting people in them, it works. So we have an aircraft out in Appleton, and we have a car and driver prepared. So as we talk to people and find that they may want to go fly it and experience it, it doesn't matter if they want to fly in the cabin, if they're not a pilot, or if they are a pilot, we certainly let them go sit in the front seat and go fly around. We'll take them up to Appleton and do a 30, 45-minute flight, show them the flight envelope, ask them what they want to do. Can't do aerobatics. Let them experience that. And we've seen that that's one of the best ways to get people excited and want to be a part of our team.
Well, Mike, thanks for joining us. If you want, you can hang around for the next segment, but we got to take a quick break.
Great. Thanks for having me, guys. It's great Oshkosh.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And this is Mike.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.